do with that song. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com, Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going over there?
Good, how are you?
Really good, thanks for asking. Hey, Bradley, why don't you tell us about your pizza beef?
I want listeners to tell us their pizza beefs first. 651-641-1071, call. Why aren't you calling?
Why aren't you calling?
What's the thing that really chaps your pizza hide when you call up for one of them Italian pie deliveries? For example, here's what happened to me last night, and I would like to register my beef with the Pizza Foundation of America.
Is that a thing?
No, but okay. It should be. The Italian Pizza Institute. Here's what had happened. We decided to order pizza because we waited till the last minute to make dinner, and we were doing some stuff, and I was like, let's just get a pizza. I'm not going to tell you where we ordered a pizza from, but let's just say that the pizza arrived... It was contactless delivery. But when I opened...
Which I love, by the way. Can we just talk about that? Because
can I just
as
have
it
that
is,
in my life?
Delivery is like a low-contact experience when we are not...
But I still hate having to answer the door and talk to a human.
But when they just drop it on your front step and they're like, your pizza's here, I'm like, thank you.
Yes, thanks, and then some.
Thank you.
But when I opened the box of pizza, much to my surprise, and by surprise I mean horror... This pizza was not fully cooked. Ugh. It was underdone.
Was it one of those par-baked places where you...
No.
Okay.
No, this is one of those fully baked places where you expect that your pizza is going to be hot and ready.
It's going to be delivered cooked.
Yes. So we had to turn on the oven and wait 20 minutes while our pizza finished cooking after waiting an hour for the pizza to arrive. No, thank you. 651-641-1071. What's your beef of the pizza persuasion?
Okay. Question. When you
answer.
When you say it wasn't cooked, do you mean like it was a raw?
It wasn't really quite raw, but it was like barely like food grade acceptable. Like the FDA would look askance or askew.
Did you call?
No, because I didn't have time. And what were they going to do? Go, I'm sorry.
Pizza.
But guess what? I'm never ordering there again.
That's
not going to do me any good.
Yeah, that's rough.
And also, it was just lukewarm, so it wasn't even really hot.
What was the cheese like?
Frozen?
No, it was just cheese.
Was it melty?
Or was it still,
shredded? In its original
It was mostly the crusty crust that was underdone.
No, that's no good.
But like, also the sausage bits, looked like...
Freezer burned? Oh, I know. Rabbit experiences.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was a pizza foul.
Yeah.
And I took responsibility for the pizza foul in question, but I really didn't, I don't
it
feel like
really
I should have to have
me
an underdone
as
pizza.
You're the one that should have taken the.
No, I mean, you know.
But you did because you're a good person.
Because I'm nice.
651-641-1071. What is your pizza beef?
We got a couple of pizza beefs on the line.
All right.
We've got Carol on the phone.
Hey, Carol, what's your beef?
Hi, Carol.
Oh, hi, sorry.
It's okay.
So we were up north, small town, ordered a pizza, like a half sausage, half pepperoni, and green olives on the whole thing. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Okay. So my husband went to pick it up, didn't check it when he brought it home. First off, no green olives on any part of the pizza. Oh. Second off, underdone.
Yep.
And third, it looked like they had put two halves of different pizzas together.
No.
In the box. So when I called, I said, I think we got, I said something about our pizza. They go, oh, yeah, they knew exactly who we were. So they knew they were doing it.
Rude.
And they're like, well, you can just keep that one and we'll get another one. And the other one it didn't taste very good. You know, I mean, it was just a terrible experience overall. And it was like a $30 pizza.
No, that is not acceptable.
That's so rude.
No.
And they clearly knew that they had given you two left.
They knew they had done that.
Yeah. Two like halves, like, oh, I don't know, put these two together.
That is so rude.
We should have taken a picture. It was terrible.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for your call. That is... No.
Two halves don't make a whole.
I will say the first things that she said.
They do, but.
That's true. The first thing she said that made me, that kind of opened up my pizza beef wounds is the experience of ordering a pizza that is not all one flavor is always a mess. It's all, there's a potential for disaster every time.
You mean if it's like halvesies?
Yeah, like I want this on half, this on half, this all over. There, to me, there's too many instructions that somebody's going to go wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. No, and that shouldn't be the case. Mm-mm. It should be easy. We've been doing this for years. Mm-hmm. Pizzas have always come in halves and halves. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just is what it is. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
We have Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Teresa, what's your pizza beef?
Well, mine kind of goes along with Colleen's. I have a son who will only eat cheese pizza, mm-hmm. and I want pepperoni on mine. So we always order half of each. And I swear they can't figure out what half is. And he might get like two slices, and then the rest is all pepperoni. I'm like, can you not figure out what half a pizza looks
That's
like?
That's so weird. Frustrating.
In half.
You think they'd just have like a ruler and they'd slap it on the pizza and put half on the side?
I mean, like, it's 2020. You'd think you're right. There were some sort of protocol.
Well, I don't know. I think 2020 BC, you could figure out half a pizza.
That, I think so.
Right? Like, that's not complicated math that requires a computer.
Agreed.
Exactly.
Thank you for your call. I will say, so similarly, I have children who at one time in their lives, not presently, only liked pizza without sauce.
Oh, God.
Which, that was a frustrating experience, to try to order pizza without sauce.
How does that even happen?
I mean, what do you mean? How do you order it, or how do they discover? Yeah,
well, I just
no sauce.
It's just like a breadstick thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me, but guess what? Order a breadstick, they wouldn't eat it.
Like, that's not pizza!
It's so frustrating, you guys.
Same thing you...
Yeah. My heart goes out to all people with picky eaters in their family. It is not a fun party at all. Do we have any other callers?
No.
Bradley,
do you have any beefs of pizza? Seen? Holly?
I have learned to work around my pizza beefs, like Teresa. Oh. Mm-hmm. My partner likes one topping and I like another. So now when we get frozen pizzas, it's all personal sized.
Yeah, all pizzas are for one.
Well, yeah.
All pizzas are a serving of one.
Mm-hmm. I will need a pizza do-over at some point. It does feel good to like cross somebody off the list for good. Like, we never have to order from you again. Bye.
I mean, I don't know why you ordered from that place.
Yeah, I mean, it was a weak moment, trust.
I get it.
You used your pizza opportunity.
And there's one pizza in particular at this place that shall not remain nameless.
It will.
They have a pizza that I like, and that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
But that pizza that I like turned out to be
raw.
Ooh. And so we're not doing that anymore, because fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, we ain't gonna get fooled
again. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we've got some publicationships to update you on. Laroni and Hake will tell you who they are, what they're doing after this on My Talk 107.1. We've got some publicationships to catch up with on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Hi.
Oh, God.
I mean, do we want to just be transparent?
Okay, just I want to give an alert. Mm-hmm. Be very careful what you.
Yeah, it is.
Be very careful what you search, what trends you search, because you'll happen upon things you don't want to see. Because I just saw some stuff.
Oh
yeah. Okay.
Do we want to talk about it? I mean, I think we have to now because...
Well, I'm not going to search the trend, so I would stay away from the trend Odell Beckham Jr. because there's a trend now that there are some stuff.
Rumors that he has some interesting bedroom habits that involve excreting.
Well, okay, so Odell Beckham Jr.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
Well, he plays for the Cleveland Browns.
It's low hanging fruit.
Just think about that NFL team and perhaps where that could lead you to go.
Can we move on, please?
We probably should.
All right.
We said we wanted to check out some publationship.
Yes, I want to. Okay, so what is a publationship?
It's a relationship for publicity.
Yes, and the two publationships that I want to update you on are Laroni and Hake, which also sounds like a CBS cop drama. Laroni and Hake coming this fall to CBS. Bob Laroni is a tired, washed-up old detective. And Emily Hake is a young upstart whose father used to be in the force, and she's decided to take over from where her father left off. No? Okay.
You know what? Send that to Prince Harry.
I will, for his Netflix.
He should use some notes.
Okay, so what's a Laroni?
That would be a Jennifer Lawrence and Cook Maroney.
Yeah, so now you might remember that Laroni popped up over the past couple weeks. Randomly, we saw these pictures of Jennifer Lawrence and her husband, Cook Maroney, showing up in New York City. Like, apropos of nothing, like, after months of not seeing or hearing from them.
The two of them just out on a walk.
Right?
Going to a restaurant, having a martini.
Well, here they are again on Saturday. Jennifer Lawrence and husband Cook Maroney hold hands on a stroll around New York. Like, why are we talking about these two? So why are these two, why do they keep popping up?
Apropos of nothing.
There is literally.
I wish I had one.
No, I have no answer. That's why I brought it to the table today, because they were seen going for a walk around town on Saturday afternoon in New York City. The 30-year-old Oscar-winning actress was dressed perfectly for a summer day in a bright green dress.
Okay.
I mean, again, they're just wearing clothes. They're walking and holding hands.
I mean, presumably they did that like all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were doing that all along. They were walking and
well, that's
hands.
What I mean, right? Yeah. Like, presumably every other day of the year. I mean, minus a few that we weren't really going outside mm-hmm. in public very much, if at all possible. But yeah, so, and it's not even like in June they started, or like July when we all started kind of coming outdoors again. No, this was like in August. All of a sudden they just seemed to be popping up, and now again in September. So yeah. I don't know, Holly, you often have your ears to the railroad track of Hollywood gossip. Have you heard anything about these two, or are there any projects that I'm forgetting about that Jennifer Lawrence is trying to get going?
No, the only reason I can think that Jennifer Lawrence is doing these paparazzi strolls is her people want us to not forget about her. Or maybe she's vying for a role that we don't know about, like, behind the scenes.
I feel like it's going to all become clear when the next thing gets announced, right? Like, and then we're going to go, oh, yeah, that's why. I don't think she has anything in the works. I think it just is, I mean, like, nothing that she's getting ready to promote. It's more like they're getting ready to announce something.
Because on her IMDb, Jennifer Lawrence doesn't have any projects that are going to be coming out until next year.
Well, and her career has been in the doldrums ever since Harvey Weinstein.
Well, because do you remember what her kind of statement was? Like, she's stepping back from Hollywood to pursue her activism interests. Has she been activating?
No. Not that I'm aware of. Or unless activism-ing? I mean, it's possible she's doing stuff on the down low that we're not privy to, but if she's trying to maintain a low key, but that then has changed. And so clearly there's some other motive that we've yet heard expressed by Jennifer herself.
It's so bizarre. Anyway, they're so still bizarre. Walking. Does anybody know where they're going?
No, they literally, quote, strolling around New York City. Also weird that, like, Jennifer Lawrence would just be ambling around New York City with Cook Maroney. It's not like they're seen going to dinner. As we've seen in the past.
Right.
Although I will say one of these photos is her sitting at a table looking
forlorn,
looking at something.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it literally is just like, we're just doing the thing.
Mm-hmm. And she is doing some work via the Represent Us organization that she said that she was going to be working with about 3 years ago. So they're doing voter activation,
which is great
stuff.
Also,
yeah.
Cook Maroney is wearing an AOL t-shirt. Like, it's a white t-shirt.
That's like retro fantastic.
It's like a retro, or not retro. It's like a white t-shirt with like the AOL logo in the lapel area.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It probably cost about $80.
Yeah. Exactly. Because it's a white t-shirt made by fancy people.
I read something. I don't know where I read it. I was just probably, like, poking around the internet. and saw this like conversation where she was just like, I just like met him and I knew I wanted to marry him. And like, I'm the kind of person who like, I want to get married once.
That's
and like
totally
make it last.
Jennifer Lawrence speak, right? Like Jennifer Lawrence is always just like, I just do the thing, man. Like, I watch the Kardashians.
I want to marry that
guy. I fall upstairs and I just met the guy and I married him.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so bizarre.
She's always so predictably casual and nonplussed. Really quickly, I wanted to update another publationship.
Okay, what is that?
Hake. Again, Hake is...
That would be Brooks Lake and Julianna Hough.
Yes. And Julianne Hough's brother is...
Derek Hough.
Indeed. And Derek Hough, we have learned, in fact, Holly brought this in a Dirt Alert, that Derek is going to be taking over for Len Druskin.
Nope.
Len Goodman.
Yep.
Lenny Kravitz.
Negative.
For the that show that they do called Dancing with the Stars. Sorry, I had in my head Lenny Kravitz pants malfunction.
No, what do you think about it? You can't stop.
Wap. Okay, anyway, so ABC announced, finally we know why Derek Hough was getting headlines. See, this is proof positive of why we pay attention to publationships, because we saw these... we saw Derek Hough popping up in tabloids like a full week or so before the news story that he would be taking over for Len Goodman. Mm-hmm. So it's so obvious that these are connected. But now we know why he was getting a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he's going to be the next judge.
See,
on Dancing with the Stars.
These publationships, yeah. They pay dividends.
They do.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, so do the Crazy Stupid Idiots. We're going to tell you about some dumb people doing dumb things after this on My Talk 107.1. Okay, dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy, stupid idiot.
Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI.
It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. Yeah. Like California.
California. Here we come.
Well, not right now. Because...
Why?
Have you been paying attention to the massive wildfires that are happening right now in California?
Sad, yeah. Mm.
It's horribly sad. It's absolutely horribly sad. Well, one of the major ones called the El Dorado fire.
Okay.
Did you hear about how this one broke out?
No.
A gender reveal party.
Oh, no. No.
Yep.
No.
There is some, what's that called? Surveillance video from El Dorado Ranch Park, which is a popular destination for fall photos. It's so beautiful there. The wild grasses turn golden. They make this beautiful backdrop. But, of course, that brush will dry out and it will make for tinder for wildfires. Well, there is... a video that exists, and fire officials have not released this video because there's an ongoing investigation. But there's a video from that particular park that depicts a gender reveal party.
Oh, God.
Including a person who set off a explosive device that was meant to reveal the gender of a couple's baby. There's another person in this video that was taking photographs. And that particular explosive was what started these fires that are now like devastating California. They see in this video, apparently, this pyrotechnic thing being set off.
Yeah.
And then family members like scrambling to get water to put on this fire that ignited as a result of it. Guys, no.
Yeah.
Number one, no. Number two, just get a cake or something if this is important to you. We don't need to be blowing things up. It does not need to be bigger or better than anybody else's.
I feel like it's, quote, so obvious that we should not be doing this.
It's so obvious. And of course, you know, hindsight is 20/20. And obviously they didn't mean for this to happen. But the devastation that it is causing.
I mean, it's like a lot of things right now. You might not mean for it to happen, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't know better.
Right. Sorry, that wasn't a funny crazy stupid idiot, but it is an appropriate crazy stupid idiot. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's an
emphasis
absolute tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
They did the fire investigator, Captain Bennett Malloy, which, by the way, awesome name, has said that over 80% of the wildfires that occur are caused by humans. So, be careful.
People. Okay. Let's go to Tennessee, shall we?
Yes.
I want to tell you about a guy who called 911 more than 1,100 times.
What?
In just 6 weeks.
Oof.
Yep. Over a period of
six weeks,
a gentleman by the name of Hu Nguyen, he's 54 years old. Mm-hmm. And he began dialing 911 from his cell phone in mid-July. By the time he'd been arrested...
It's only three numbers. It shouldn't take that long.
Yeah, it took him that long. 9!
He started calling it in July. Sorry.
1! No, he called 911 1,171 times. Mm. By the time he was arrested yesterday, only problem.
What was he calling for? Is that the problem?
There was not an emergency.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but 911, when you call, they'll say, 911,
what's your emergency?
Mm-hmm. He didn't have an emergency, but he did have something to say again and again. And again 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 to the tune of 1,171 times. He kept saying the same thing.
Was
it? You want to know what he was asking?
Your refrigerator is running?
Is your refrigerator running? No, but it did involve food.
Oh. Oh. His pizza arrived and it was raw. Rude.
It was not me. The wound is still fresh.
Okay.
Unlike my pizza. You're never going to guess.
Okay, fine. Tell me.
He asked the 911 dispatcher if they wanted to buy egg rolls and then hung up.
What? I mean, obviously the answer is yes, but also what?
Not the right time to ask that
question. No, agreed.
But the interesting thing is, well, first of all, he was arrested because he was branded a habitual 911 user. Or abuser, rather, which just can you imagine having that name attached to you?
I mean, a habitual 911 abuser.
It's just a sad crime. It's like
better
the boy
to
who cried wolf. I mean,
no, like quite literally. Also, how was he allowed to do this 1,100 times before they took away
it
his
feels
privileges?
Like maybe like the 10,999th time, they would have been like, okay.
Now, the interesting thing is, Mr. Nguyen was asking the 911 dispatchers 1,171 times if they would like egg rolls, if they wanted to buy egg rolls, and then would hang up. But what's interesting about that is...
Is he a Boy Scout? Are they selling egg rolls now?
Do Boy Scouts sell egg rolls?
No, they sell wreaths. I was just wondering if maybe
they sold sausage logs.
You
or
did?
Sausage and cheese logs.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Like Hillshire Farms kind of stuff. But it was like the knockoffs. But it still had those little strawberry candies. Okay, and the hay in the box. No, when Mr. Nguyen was arrested yesterday, he was arrested outside a Memphis building that is home to a Vietnamese restaurant and an Oriental market.
Okay.
It's called the Oriental Best Market. That's the name of the market.
Okay.
The criminal complaint does not indicate whether he had a connection to either of those business. So they don't know if that's why he was asking if they wanted to buy egg rolls or something. Like, I don't get it. Like, how can...
Maybe he's an egg roll enthusiast and he wanted to, like... share his love with the hardworking members of the 911 staff. The piece that you know,
he didn't ask if
that.
They wanted them. He said, do you want to buy them? But no, there's no indication that he was selling them. That's the weird thing.
Oh, that is weird.
And also, if you asked them and then hung up, you're not going to get an answer.
They're not. They can't buy him.
And it's not like he was asking if they had Prince Albert in a can. Mm-hmm. Like, do you want to buy an egg roll is not a euphemism.
No, it's... Well, is it?
I don't know.
Also, yeah. What happened to him?
Well, he was arrested. I was trying to come up with something clever, and I decided I'm not going to do that. So
just was arrested.
He was arrested and seized by police for making non-threat or non-emergency phone calls to 911. He was released on his own recognizance and is scheduled to appear in November.
Can't be released
what
on somebody else's
weird thing to have on your record. Sir, do you have anything on your record? Yeah. Once I called 911 1,171 times to ask if they wanted to buy an egg roll.
That's a lot.
Okay. I don't know what to do with that.
I mean, honestly, and I bet that it was like the person who got the egg roll call was like, I got it. He called me. You know what I mean?
Well, you're just like,
it's not
okay.
The same person every time.
No, I don't want to buy egg rolls.
Okay, bye.
Please hang up. This is not for, you know.
I've got a local yokel. Actually, I don't know. I will call it local because it's from Moorhead, Minnesota. We're going to go to Moorhead to meet Matthew Brian Gilbert.
What's he doing for dinner?
Well, probably eating it in jail. He's been charged with 2 counts of second degree assault and a 5th degree assault, a misdemeanor, in connection with an event that happened just a few days ago, actually 1 week ago today, to be exact.
Okay. What happened? Did he call 911?
Well, he didn't. His roommate did, though, because...
His roommate
got stabbed by his by Mr. Gilbert.
Mr. Gilbert stabbed his roommate?
Mm-hmm. Well, he cut him with a knife, which to me feels like stabbing, but he had multiple lacerations to his hands and face. He was bleeding badly. Oh. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. And he's recovering fine at this point.
Oh, good.
The victim, who, by the way, was intoxicated
himself.
You brought
some heavy stories to us today.
I did. No, but there's going to...
Wildfires, stabbings?
The why is going to be interesting. The victim, who was intoxicated, explained to the cops what happened. And what had happened was the victim, the roommate of Mr. Gilbert, had wandered into Mr. Gilbert's room and covered his sex doll with a blankie.
Ew, what? His what?
His sex doll. He has a doll that was in the bedroom, and the roommate covered the doll up. Maybe the doll was cold. I don't know.
Or maybe he just didn't want to look at his roommate's creepy sex doll.
Could be. Mr. Gilbert got home from, I don't know, wherever he was, and confronted his roommate for having covered up his doll. The two of them argued until the victim decided to go outside for a cigarette. When he tried to get back inside, the door was locked. He tried to unlock the door, and Mr. Gilbert opened the door and began to fight with him. He was very angry that his roommate touched his sex doll. Some neighbors overheard, and they all rushed to the rescue and called the police.
Can I just say that I'm going to go on the record. I don't think I'll hopefully I won't find myself having to have a roommate situation. I feel like that's in my rearview mirror, unless it's like at an old folks home or something. And then, you know, God only knows what we're going to deal with at that point. But I will never, I would draw a line at sex doll. For roommates, like in the interviewing process for a roommate, I'd be like, do you have a sex doll? Yep. Okay. No, we're not living together. Mm-hmm. I think I would just not feel comfortable getting in the middle of that relationship.
Yeah. You don't want to get in the way.
Well, or like if you do have one, you know, do you have a place for it? Like, it's not going to just be sitting out in your bunk, right? Yeah. Like whatever you do when the door is shut.
But
and
do you really want to hear
time?
Your roommate getting conjugal?
No.
What was Holly. That, Holly? Holly. Is that the sound of
That was silicone. Holly's sex doll sound, I think.
Yep.
What was it?
I'm also curious about the doll. Like, was it a blow-up one, or was it like one of those real dolls? Because those are kind of...
Something tells me it was a, like, it was probably a silicone experience. Mm.
Those things are creepy.
Yes, they are very creepy.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we are going to play a game. That game is called The Throwback
Live.
We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.